Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Kathy Benton, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you today. My husband Skip and I joined Mountain Brook in February of 2023. We joined our daughter Sarah Beth Wagner and our dear son-in-law Tom, and two of our nine grandchildren, Elizabeth, who just turned six, and Claire Bennett, who's 2.5. My husband and I have been back in Birmingham since 1993, and I am retired, and he is thinking about retiring, but we don't know when. We enjoy Bible study every Sunday with David and Laura Bryan and Don and Cindy Moore, and we would love for anyone to join us in the new Upper Room class. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Monday, December the 9th, and I'm reading Exodus 40, verses 34 through 38 from the Christian Standard Bible. The title in my Bible says, "The Lord's Glory." The cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was unable to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud rested on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The Israelites set out whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle throughout all the stages of their journey. If the cloud was not taken up, they did not set out until the day it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and there was a fire inside the cloud by night, visible to the entire house of Israel throughout all the stages of their journey. Many of us are familiar with the story of Exodus, how the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, how God used Moses to lead them to freedom, how God took Moses to the top of Mount Sinai and gave him not only the Ten Commandments, but also the additional laws and the details of the tabernacle. We know how the Israelites then made a golden image of a calf to worship, and how God forgave them for their rebellion against him. In Exodus 35 through 39, minute and even mind-boggling specifics are given for the construction of their tabernacle, its furnishings, the garments of the priests, and everything that had to do with the housing of the Ten Commandments and the law. The details were extraordinary, and shockingly, we are told in Exodus 39:43, Moses inspected all the work they had accomplished. They had done just as the Lord commanded. In 40:33, we read, "So Moses finished the work, the setting up of the tabernacle, the holy dwelling for the Lord." As C.H. McIntosh explains, the Lord had given the most minute instructions concerning the entire work of the tabernacle. Every pin, every socket, every loop, every tack was accurately set forth. The tabernacle was in all respects according to the divine pattern, and therefore it, the tabernacle, could be filled with the divine glory of God, the divine eternal word. God's coming to dwell or to tabernacle among them, despite their rebellion, gives testimony to the mercy and grace of his promise to never leave or forsake them. John 1:14 tells us that Christ dwells, that he tabernacles within our heart if we prepare a place for him through a heart of repentance of our sins and confession of him as our Lord and Savior. Let there be room in our hearts for you, Lord, only for you. I want to close in prayer using these words from Pastor Wayne. Lord, we thank you that we have seen the glory of God in the person of Jesus, and God's presence in Jesus is a clearer sign of God's presence than the cloud or the fire that filled the tabernacle in the wilderness. We believe that we will one day behold the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ when Jesus returns to earth. Until that day, may the glorious light of you tabernacle in our hearts, so there is no room for anything but your presence. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Dwell in us and fill us with your glory.